Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state's district attorneys are pushing for laws to make it easier to prosecute bribery and public corruption cases in the wake of recent scandals in Albany. More now from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The bills would make it easier for the state's DAs to prosecute cases of bribery and politicians and others involved in bribery schemes. It would also create a new crime of failure to report bribery. Anyone who does not blow the whistle if they discover potential corruption could be charged with a misdemeanor. Once the district attorneys indict and prosecute for public corruption, they'd be able to impose stiffer penalties. And those convicted of public corruption offenses would be permanently barred from holding any elected or civil office, as well as lobbying, contracting, or receiving any funding from the state. Governor Cuomo says the proposed legislation closes many loopholes in the state's relatively lax corruption laws, which have hindered past prosecutions.
What this will do is empower the 62 district attorneys all over the state. We're going to have many more eyes on the process. Many more prosecutors involved, many more investigators involved.
The proposal comes after two major corruption cases were announced by the U.S. Attorney for New York Southern District, Preet Bharara. In one, former Senate leader Malcolm Smith is charged in a scheme that includes bribing his way into the Republican New York City mayoral ticket and attempting to steer a state-funded road project to benefit a developer. In the other, Assemblyman Eric Stevenson is accused of taking thousands of dollars in exchange for pushing a bill tailor-made to help owners of an adult daycare center. A second assemblyman, Nelson Castro, admitted to being an informant since he took office back in 2009. In both instances, the U.S. attorney is attempting to prosecute under the federal Theft of Honest Services law. There's no equivalent measure in New York law. Manhattan DA and the head of the state's District Attorneys Association, Cyrus Vance, says the new tools could make a difference in curbing public corruption.
The public expects elected officials to conduct their dealings ethically and honestly, and it's time that our laws caught up with reality.
Governor Cuomo, who was already planning on pushing for campaign finance reform in the second half of the legislative session, says he now plans a larger, more robust package. It could also look at strengthening the state's Board of Elections investigatory powers and perhaps ending party cross-endorsements in elections. But the governor admits no amount of new laws can legislate away criminality in the highly charged political arena.
You have a bad combination of chemicals. You have power, you have money, you have ambition, you have greed. You put all those chemicals in one test tube and you shake it up, and bad things happen.
Cuomo says he expects state lawmakers to be receptive to his proposals. Already, Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos and Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver have issued statements. They say they intend to work closely with the governor on anti-corruption measures. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.